Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. I'm in Laguna and the tide is out. It's really different. It looks good down here. You guys have seen this a bunch of times, but you've definitely never seen it like this before. Very, very cool. And got lots of seaweed out there. But more insiders, guys, have stepped forward. We're getting all these claims on different things in the economy and getting a bunch of good stuff, and I'm going to cover all of it today. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Join our email list because all the holiday fun stuff is coming out. So first things first, guys, Wendy's, the fast food giant, they may go out of business, guys, completely. This year we saw a huge franchisee that had 482 stores. And also, the same franchisee owed over 1,200 Pizza Huts file for liquidation and Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Now, you have a new franchisee that has almost 80 locations that is filing bankruptcy. But this was sent to me by people saying, hey, you know, Wendy's is going to go down for the count. So we may see Wendy's completely go down and out of business. Now, what everybody is blaming is one thing, and that is the cost to run a restaurant, the cost of employees, and low traffic demand at these locations. People are not going to Wendy's and spending the money on the burgers anymore. They lost me when they got rid of the vanilla frosty. That's all I got to say. Okay? See, this guy's going to walk all that way out there. This is generally the waves crashing here. You don't see this like this ever. Very, very beautiful, very, very majestic. Now, another thing that was sent to me that I've participated at many times, I have told you guys that prior to doing this, I was in the medical device, biotech, medtech space. I created events and I also attended quite a few events. My peak year of attending events, I went to over 40 conferences, full-blown conferences in 1 year, over 40. I attended almost 75 mixers that same year. I would run my own mixers. I would basically have anywhere from 2 to 4 a month that we would do, and I would run 4 big medical conferences myself. But one thing I would do every January up until 2020 was the last year, January of 2020, you know what happened right after that. But I would attend the JP Morgan conference, not to go to JP Morgan, but all the surrounding events that surrounded JP Morgan. There were dozens of conferences and there were hundreds of cocktail parties and there were all these small events that would be going on during JP Morgan's medical conference week. It was just a great, great event. But every year I went, in the 5 years that I went, San Francisco got worse and worse and worse. And it got to the point that it was, to say it was a hellhole would be a compliment. To say that it was dirty would be the understatement of the world. Prison floors are probably cleaner than San Francisco was the last time I was there. But one thing that I attended was a place called Box. Box SF was an event center, and it was one of those eclectic, you know, brick wall type places where they had startups and you had medical device events. And what they would do for events is that they would have, you know, food and mixers and all these, you know, different ways of connecting. And the guy that ran this place did an exceptional job because he would have a lot of young people that worked for him that would register people, sign everybody up. They'd have food over here, drinks over here, music. They had a place to talk. They had the companies. I mean, it was really well ran. And the thing that I would always do, being Dan and the businessman I am, is that I constantly am learning from other people. I learned from the good things and I learned from the bad things. This was a pretty cool place that I went to, you know, went to a couple times, but this last time in 2020 was just an exceptional event. This guy, Joseph, I think it's Sadiak, I think that's his name. I can pull that up for you. But Joseph says, listen, we're done with San Francisco. San Francisco is, we're upside down. We got no money. They're going to auction this place off for a fraction of what it's worth, which is absolutely tragic, guys. In January, they're going to auction this guy's place off. But, Mark Wow, I got his name very wrong. Mark Sackett, two different places. So Mark ran this place, and it's done, guys. But he blames the city of San Francisco. He blames all the crime, all the drugs. And understand this, that, you know, I remember that night I was there vividly because of the insanity that was there. And that I'm standing on a street corner, and you walk a lot of places between at the J.P. Morgan conference. And it was a year that it had rained, and then it stopped raining. With the rain stopping, things were fairly clean. But I'll never forget some guy yelling at me that I was in his office, and I was on a street corner. And I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, hey, you know, method actor, what do you mean in your office? You're in my office. So I move, and he lays a sheet out and throws a bunch of crap from a bag. This is where I sell my stuff. His office, okay? But that guy was the cleanest guy in that area. And what Mr. Sackett's running into is all these drug addicts and mess and crime and everything. And you can't have a venue where parking is scarce. Oh, you park three blocks away and have your car broken into. You can't have it. He has got $2.5 million worth of loans that he cannot refinance for 1,000 reasons. Reason number one is that he's got vacancies. The expense of the loan is through the roof, and it is absolutely a disaster. So there's that. The next thing is you're going to see more and more people go out of business. Gerald Celente just said that from sea to shining sea across the country, we've got basically 20% office space that's completely vacant right now, okay? And it's never coming back. Now, with COVID, no one thought that people were never going to go back to work. But you know what? You guys don't like going back to work. It's okay. You know? It's kind of cool. Check this out. Just a different look when it's like this. So, people don't want to work around other people. People want to be by themselves. People don't want to, you know, leave their kids in daycare. Why not have them at the house and I'm just as productive telling my kids to be quiet? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of advantages to this, but you're going to see a major transformation happen. Okay? So I've told you all the stories about this, but it's only going to get worse. Okay? Now, for some reason, we are getting hit with all these different cyber attacks. Okay? Think about this. Okay? Aliquippa is a municipality, and it's their power company and water company in Pennsylvania. They got hit with a ransomware attack. Okay, well, that's serious. So does that mean we don't get water in our community? Maybe not. Okay, again, guys, this stuff is, you've got to take this seriously. You have to prep. You have to go out and be prepared for an extended stay at your own vacation home where you live. What do you do for food? You know, we've talked about this. I'll leave the link below for the, you know, for the extended food that you guys should have. You should have water in your house. You should have water filtration. You should have everything like that so that you don't have to rely on anybody if the power gets shut off. Because if the power gets shut off alone, you're not getting water, guys. You're not getting your ATM. Well, my iPhone. I'll call my mom, Dan. She's resourceful. Sure she is. Okay? There's that one. The next one is LoanCare. Okay, Terry writes me and says, Dan, did you know LoanCare got hit with that their site's down? They got hit with a cyber attack. So LoanCare is a mortgage company. Okay, now what you need to be concerned about is your data getting ripped off and stolen from LoanCare. Terry says, listen, Dan, I'm really good right now because I'm sure they'll get it resolved because I don't have to worry about making a mortgage payment until January 1st of 2024. So bravo to Terry, smart, paying ahead and not having the stress through the holidays, but your mortgage company's down. It's all over Reddit. And as of the filming of this video, that company was down. Okay? So what are you going to do, guys? You got to look at this stuff. The other one is Fidelity National, which is a mortgage and title company, one of the country's largest. They're hit with a cyber attack right now. Okay? Man, oh man, this is just, it's just coming one after another right now. Now, we have talked about this till we're blue in the face. For your own protection, to make sure that you don't get hacked, get a VPN, guys. The best one is Private Internet Access. They're not even sponsoring this video. I will leave the link below for you, but for pennies a day, and thousands of you have bought this from this channel. They give you a service that makes it so that from your device to any website you go to, you're protected. So they can't, the hackers can't get your data. If you don't think that they're trying to get this, you're crazy. Now, Telegram is a portal that gives you the ability to communicate to people out of the country and things like this. The problem with this is that AI has made it so that these Telegram bots are creating different attack bots that are doing nefarious and bad things to people. You have to look at protecting yourself with things like this. Also, guys, when you see the scams on my channel or any other channel that you like, report them. That's the best thing that you can do. It is not the owner's fault. We sit there and we get rid of these people, and you got channels that are much bigger than mine that have the same thing that we have, but they're not us, guys. I'm not asking you to buy crypto, you know, with I allegedly 8643. You know, it's insane. Report them, because we do that and we're really good at it, but sometimes they slip through. That's what this Telegram shenanigans is, okay? But look at getting yourself protected. It's pennies a day when you go to private internet access. And, you know, they were our customer, our product of the year last year. And, you know, they were number one rated with Forbes. I mean, those guys are fantastic. But you need a VPN. If you like sports, if you like movies, they even have a list of different movies that you can stream online and stuff using the VPN. It's so cool. It really is worth paying for. But check it out, okay? Anyways, next thing. Oh, Fran Glover. Fran Glover runs a site called Joseph Dream House, which we have donated and raised a lot of money for over the course of the last couple years. Fran came to me about 45 days ago and had a problem where her landlord was going to make her move. And I helped her negotiate a few things to where she could stay. But the landlord's insisting that she paint her building that they don't have the money for. This time of the year is crucial that they have food to feed families. So they're trying to raise about $6,000 right now. So I'm going to leave the link below. But if you want to give to somebody that does some good in the world, that feeds hungry people, you know, it's Joseph Dream House. Okay. And anything that you can give will go straight to keeping her open and keeping her in that location. Okay. Isn't this beautiful? It's just absolutely crazy. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. You know, I've just been on a tirade lately, and there's so much happening, guys. And we're seeing all these bad things happen. Okay. And you can kid yourself and talk about how great everything is. And, oh, interest rates, Dan, are going to drop. You know, I had a bunch of realtors write me because I said, hey, listen, I'm going to be my own buyer's agent. Oh, my gosh, I was thinking I was going to represent you. One lady wrote that and said, I just said I'm going to sell Dan his next house. Okay, good luck with that. Here's the thing. Like Drayton Nay said, I go out, I get pre-qualified for whatever loan I want. I have my money, my cash, and I'm looking for the properties that I want. Okay, well, I had agents that sit there and said, listen, here in Colorado, you couldn't get through the front door of a house without an agent. You really think that I'm going to get denied? Seriously, do you think I'm going to get denied to walk through the house? Now, trust me, I try to keep anonymous when I do this and I don't say it's me, but you don't think people are going to let me walk through the house right now? You're kidding yourself if you think that. Now, I could understand pre-qualification and can this guy afford this and all that shenanigans that they would ask for, okay? But like Drayton, they said, what, you know, your attorney would fire off a letter, Dan, and you're going to get to go see that house. That's all it's going to take. So share your thought. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you guys would say, we're not going to do this, okay? Because the point of these lawsuits and how serious these are and this $5.6 billion, when this gets tripled with the treble damages, you're going to see this thing go south. Now, this is my favorite thing. Hey, they're just going to appeal that, Dan. They're going to appeal that decision. You know, when you appeal a judgment, you have to post a bond. So you better have some dough, some serious dough to meet a bond for $5.6 billion. What would that be? What would that cost? Okay, you litigators out there, and I know you're out there, let me know, share your thoughts on this stuff so far. with all the Black Friday numbers coming in, and now Cyber Monday, the greatest Cyber Monday in the history of record keeping. Okay, so a fake holiday on Monday is going to be great. Black Friday, they say that there was $9.8 billion spent on Black Friday. Man, oh man, that's fantastic. Jennifer sent me something, and there's a great article below about how you have all this money that was spent with buy now, pay later, and it played a huge role in Black Friday, okay? So people just are deferring their payments. Now, I had someone tell me that they saw this sign, but they didn't take a picture of it. If you can get this, and it was not handwritten, it was printed, are you maxed out in your credit cards this holiday season? Use buy now, pay later. Man, oh man, do you like the idea of potentially losing everything via bankruptcy? Here's how you get started. Come on, guys. Okay? I mean, this is awful. Awful, awful, awful. The housing sales for October were abysmal. And one thing that's great is, here's my favorite word when it comes to this administration, and that is things were revised lower than originally reported. Originally, it was reported that we're going to have 723,000 new houses built and sold, and now it's got dropped down to 619,000. Again, revised down. Things are not good. And home sales were off 5.6%. You guys understand, you can sit there and say, oh, that's not that bad, Dan. It's only 5%. That is a huge number. It's massive. Massive number when you see real estate sales dropping like that. The other thing that's crazy is that you've got 25 markets where prices have officially dropped. And I'm telling you guys, this list from Business Insider below, I was blown away. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know Tennessee's got this. I didn't know Atlanta has this. Oakland, San Francisco. San Francisco should be free to live there. They should pay you. Escape from New York, Snake Plissken style. But by the way, Snake Plissken was Kurt Russell when he was Escape from New York and Escape from LA, and they should do Escape from San Francisco and just have it as a reality show where he tries to live there and see if he can make it, you know, with all the drug use and all the zombies and everything. It would just be wild. Bacone College in Muskegee, okay? It's got a problem. They couldn't afford to pay a contractor over $1 million, so he filed a lien and is forcing sale. And it looks like they're going to sell next month the college. So if you guys would like to buy Dan a college and you guys want to put funding together, we can have Dan's school for girls, girls college, ladies only. You know what I mean? It'd be fun. I'll be the dean. It would be awesome. Okay? It's funny. I have people right now. Right now there are women writing me, how dare you? That's horrible. Okay? It's called a joke. Should try it sometime. Anyways, this is sad. These poor people that went to this college, imagine going to a college 2 years and you find out, hey, listen, there may not be a spring semester because the contractor may own this place. Okay? So it's bad, and they may not be able to stay open as a result of this. So, man, oh man, this is just a sign of the times, and we're seeing this all over the place. But more and more people are having problems. More and more businesses are having problems. I am telling you guys this right now. You're going to see retailers go out of business between now and the end of 2023. Something we never thought would ever, ever happen. But it's going to happen because people are not spending money in a normal manner right now. People are maxed out. People are borrowing more than ever. And, you know, I found a great story about how maxed out everybody is right now. And it's terrible because when you see credit card usage jump about 2% in times when it normally is 0.4 to 0.6%, that is a huge amount of money that people are borrowing. And they're not borrowing just to buy somebody a gift. They're borrowing to pay the bills right now. And more money is being used right now for utilities and for essentials and for food than ever before, okay? I'm telling you guys, get yourself out of debt. Prepare for a rainy day. You want to do something right. If you're in debt, get yourself an emergency fund. That is the best thing that you can do. Have some money set aside in case there is a problem in your life. If the car breaks down, if that filling pops out and you need to go to the dentist on an emergency, if something happens and you need to pay for something in an emergency, nothing will make you feel better doing that than having the money socked in a drawer someplace. I'm telling you this right now, do it. And, you know, eventually get yourself out of debt, get rid of the high interest rate credit cards, get rid of things that you don't need, sell things you don't need right now. Get rid of everything right now while people still have a little bit of money. You're going to see such a problem with the car market too, where you're going to see cars that cannot get auctioned off right now. People overpaid for cars over the course of the last 2 years, and the interest rates are so high right now that they're not being able to auction these cars off to the wholesalers. Wait a second. You've got this Toyota that normally sells for $20,000 and the auction starts at $28,000. I'm telling you guys, there's certain things I could bore you with every day, and the car market being completely upside down is horrific. The fact that you're seeing all this cyber crime and everything like that, and all these bad actors that are trying to steal your money every chance they can, you got to protect yourself. You have to do those two things and get an emergency fund, okay? Let me know what you think so far about all this stuff. It's very cool to walk out here right before I finish these videos. Now, this area when I was a kid, these are the caves that we used to go into. Kind of cool. It's wild. As a little kid, I mean, these things seem huge, you know, but you can also see the water line up here where the water normally is, how it's just that high. I mean, you're normally not walking out here, but anyways, kind of fun. Couple things to finish this video. Most people get a failing grade when it comes to retirement. And there's a great story below about how it may not be too late for you to help your retirement and what you can do to protect yourself and your family. And, you know, guys, get rid of debt. Get rid of things you don't need. That's the first thing. Next story, AutoZone. Guess what? AutoZone got hacked, and it looked like 185,000 people had their data stolen. So have you shopped in an AutoZone lately? Get yourself ready, because that'll be interesting. You can get in the zone, lawsuit zone. So you're going to see problems with AutoZone, to say the least. And final story. The city of Irvine, California wants to ban all single-use plastics. Okay? Well, what does that mean, Dan? It means no more plastic bottles, water bottles, plastic straws, plastic plates, plastic forks. Hello, are you kidding? Okay, so other cities have done it. We should too. Okay, guys. Okay. Of all the things going wrong in the world, they want to ban single-use plastic bottles. Okay? So share your thoughts. What am I missing on that? What am I missing on that? Okay? Is it the environment? Is it that bird that had the plate? You know what I mean? Come on. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Please don't forget to join our email list, because we're having the holiday announcement this week. And you don't want to miss that. You can use that link that we have. All you do is take a picture of it with your phone or use the link in the video description. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to send me one of these great stories like other people have, hello@iallegedly.com. Plus the insider stuff is the best. When somebody works for somebody or somebody knows something that other people don't, man, oh man, is that worth its weight in gold, okay? Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.